AP News, I'm Mike Hempel. Matthew Perry's assistant is among five people charged in the death of the Friends actor.
Charges are being filed in connection with the death last year in Los Angeles of Friends star Matthew Perry.
Various go-betweens, two medical doctors, and a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen.
Perry died from a ketamine overdose. Ketamine is a powerful anesthetic that sometimes is used to treat chronic pain and depression. He had struggled with addiction for years. Los Angeles U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada says the five were Perry's suppliers.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry, but they did it anyway.
The assistant, Kenneth Iwomasa, found Perry dead last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Los Angeles police have arrested four suspects in the fatal shooting of former General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter. Wachter was shot and killed when he interrupted thieves stealing the catalytic converter from his car in the early morning of May 25th. New scrutiny is being given to the 1995 drunken driving arrest of Democratic vice presidential hopeful Tim Walz.
Tim Walz was a 31-year-old teacher when he pleaded guilty in March 1996 to a reduced charge of reckless driving, lost his license for 90 days, and was fined $200. According to court records, Nebraska State Trooper clocked Walz going 96 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. Walz's attorney told the court Walz thought someone was chasing him because the trooper came up fast and didn't turn on his red lights right away. The lawyer said Walz's blood alcohol level was relatively low. The arrest has received news coverage previously. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country's troops have taken full control of Suja, the largest Russian town to fall to Ukrainian forces since the start of their cross-border incursion more than a week ago. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the U.S. continues to provide what Ukraine needs to defend itself.
We still believe that with the coalition that we've built through the UDCG, that we are providing the Ukrainians what they need on the battlefield to be successful in that northeast area region and in the south.
International diplomacy to prevent the war in Gaza from spreading into a wider regional conflict is intensifying. The British and French foreign ministers are making a joint trip to Israel on Friday to push for peace. Meanwhile, internationally mediated ceasefire talks in Qatar are expected to enter their second day. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.